Shirts are folded neat and crisply ironed. Socks are darned and rolled in the top left side. And when all your bags are packed, I'll see you leaving. So don't you dare look back to me till you turn the bend. Take with you my heart to keep your rhythm. Come back with calloused hands to stroke my head. Cause when all your work is done, you'll find me waiting in this dark and empty home with the curtains drawn. Songs, I do dishes. I'll say your favorite prayer as I take to bed. And oh, so blessed will I be to hear your voice, dear, and replace that wretched tone of a man alone. And take with you my heart to keep your rhythm. Come back with calloused hands to stroke my head. Cause when all your work is done, you'll find me waiting in this dark and empty home with the curtains drawn. Yeah, so take with you my heart to keep your rhythm. Come back with calloused hands to stroke my head. Cause when all your work is done, you'll find me waiting in this dark and empty home with the curtains drawn.
That's Jack Pine, live at Folk Music Ontario with You'll Find Me Waiting. I'm Jan Hall from Folk Roots Radio. It's our first day of interviews at Folk Music Ontario. Now, I know Jack Pine well because a couple of years ago, he put on an amazing set in the showcase room that we're running at the time, using the mandolin, which you can hear on that song. He's an incredible live performer, great energy. I love this guy's energy. And actually, you know, even though it's like mid-afternoon on a Friday, first day of the conference, we're all trying to get going. He's getting the energy there. You can still feel it. It's great to have you join us again, Jack.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that intro, yeah. Too. I do the same thing in the early morning shows. I have to definitely warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely getting there, which is
I surprise myself sometimes that I'm capable of that first thing in the morning.
I know when you come to a conference like this, it's very important to pace. Must pace. Now, talking about your career, though, it's been going pretty good the last year. You had a nomination for a Canadian Folk Music Award, and then also for Juno, didn't you?
Yeah, the two of them together actually is a pretty great honor because the music was recognized at the CFMAs.
That was for new and emerging artist, I think?
Yeah, well, yeah. Jack Pine and the Fire, the album was nominated for Emerging Artist of the Year. And then the Juno was the artwork nomination. The artwork was nominated for Best Artwork. Yeah. And so for me, at first I was like, oh man, I didn't get the Roots nomination is what I really wanted. Obviously the music nomination. But the more I thought about it, the more that I felt like the Juno nomination was a recognition for the behind the scenes work. Like all the stuff that, you know, I'm not alone in being an independent musician doing everything for myself. But that's the thing that no one gets recognition for, and you can't complain about it. Like, it's just those things that all the musicians are doing a ton of work behind the scenes beyond making music, which is why they did it. And so, yeah, to get a nomination for that stuff, I'm a Juno nominated art director now. And I think that's, I'm very honored to have that title in it. I think it's also funny to be able to say that. But
yeah, we should mention that the album was Jack Pine and your band.
Jack Pine and the Fire, yeah.
And the Fire, and the album was Left to Our Own Devices, right?
Yeah.
Which was a great album.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what else you've been up to in the last year.
Well, a little over a year ago, I did a video for the last track on that album. You'll Find Me Waiting is the
song.
Which
is the song you just played, yeah.
Yeah. It was inspired very much by stories that my mother would tell of being a child on the island where I wrote the album. On Lake Nipigon, which is northern Ontario and all that stuff. I think I talked about that in the last interview a bit. But so as a kid, my mother would go up there with her family, with my grandmother and grandfather. But my grandfather also worked on the lake as a forester. So he would sometimes come to camp on the island with family on vacation, but he'd also need to go to camp at some point, the work camp. Apparently, at some points, he would take the boat with him to go to camp and stay there for days at a time, leaving the whole family, his wife and three daughters, alone on the island without a boat. And so, yeah, I wrote that song about it, and it's about generally being the person left behind when their lover goes away to work. Then in making the music video, the song wasn't necessarily about my grandmother. And in the lyrics, I had sort of labored over a line that was a man alone. Replace that wretched tone of a man alone. And I labored over it. Is it a man alone or a girl alone? I'm the man. I'm singing it. So I went with man alone after all. And I am also gay in a relationship with a man. And so in making the video, I was like, well, maybe I should personalize it in that way and do it with a man, as in a man is pining for his lover. And that was another thing that was just in my head, like, should I do this? Should I not do this? What are the implications? And all that stuff, which I don't think a lot of other people in other situations would have really had to ever think about. And I'm here thinking about it over and over again, laboring over, like, what should it be? And so I wound up doing it with my partner, my actual partner. He acted in it as well. And releasing it was basically my coming out as a musician, as a gay man who was a musician, I guess. And
I'm pretty sure you came out as a musician a while before.
Yeah, they figured it out before that. But so that's sort of the backstory behind the whole video. And the video is basically a guy alone, and he sees visions of someone, and otherwise you just see the guy being alone and presumably not enjoying the fact that he's alone. And then there's sort of flashes of memories and stuff like that.
So it sounds like a bit of a Brokeback Mountain thing going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually not that different. Yeah. Yeah. It's set in a cabin and everything in the woods.
So you talked about, you know, coming out as a gay musician.
Yeah.
You know, you're a country roots performer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a reasonable description? We were prior to coming to air joking about people labeling people during an interview as the type of music that they play.
I use the words alt-folk Canadiana.
Okay.
But
the Jack
sure.
Pine thing in there. Yeah. But do you find, I mean, it's, you know, you said yourself that, you know, you havered a little bit about, you know, should I be, you know, coming out and say, well, hey, this is me, but I also play this music. Does it feel more relaxed for you now just to be out there and, you know, still the same musician, but also, you know, acknowledging the person you are?
I don't know. Like, personal, just for me, it feels good to not have that question about whether I'm being honest about who I am. Because that was part of it, is like, if I gender it this certain way, am I suddenly being ingenuous? Am I being true to the emotions that I put into the song, you know? So, yeah, but otherwise, am I more comfortable saying it openly? Like, am I comfortable having just said that in an interview? I was not comfortable doing an interview immediately following it. I did an all in a day interview on CBC and still felt kind of weird. And I still don't necessarily always acknowledge when my partner is in the room from stage, kind of thing. So yeah, I can't say that I don't second guess myself in terms of those things, but it does. It was an effort to be more genuine as a person and as a public person, as an artist. Yeah.
So the video's out there. I mean, are we expecting maybe a Juno Award for the video? Or Juno nomination?
Maybe. Who knows? I didn't submit the video for Juno, but. Who knows? Yeah, it's out there.
No,
jackpinefire.com/video is where that and all the other videos are.
We'll put a link to our website as well, so people go to folkrootsradio.com, they can check it out. You have a new song, though, you're going to play for us next, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I wrote it last year, around this time, around the turn of the season. I was generally not feeling great. There's some, definitely a period of depression happened last fall or winter around the change of the season. I was working a lot at home, so I was alone with that for like a couple months probably, and trying to work on things and not necessarily able to be as productive as I want to because I don't feel good and yada yada yada, and therefore again questioning, am I doing the right thing and doing music when I really don't make a lot of money at it? So I wrote the song. Partly it was like, and I can do it without having to get a job. I don't need to do things that I don't love to do just to pay bills, and telling myself that. And also I kind of felt like it was a pretty good millennial anthem in that it sort of plays to the whole gig economy that's going on right now. People just following their dreams, doing what they love and working for themselves. And not necessarily doing the whole 9-to-5 lifestyle of having a steady job where you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, which is like such a crazy thought to me. A paycheck of the same amount every 2 weeks? Holy crap. So it came from that, basically. It was a sort of reassurance. And also like, no, the answer is not to give up on music and get a job. It's to keep doing what I love because that's what's going to take me where I want to go, right? So yeah, that's where it came from.
Let's play that just now. This is Jack Pine, live at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. This is Rich in Time.
Well, I don't. My daddy punches in every morning at 9. He steps up to take his place on the factory line. Sandwich in a bag, trading money for time. But you ain't gonna catch me working on that line. 'Cause I don't. Job just to waste my mind. I don't need nobody trying to run my life. I do what I love, I'm gonna be just fine. Yeah, I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, when daddy gets home, mama's ready with the beer. Yeah, but my friends would never say the house was full of cheer. She'd pop one for herself and get a meal on the fry.
on the couch waiting for the next line. So I don't want to work from 9 to 5. Come home from the job just to waste my mind. I don't need nobody trying to run my life. I do what I love, I'm gonna be just fine. I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, but sometimes I wonder, would it be alright? Would it be just fine? Wouldn't it be nice to trade money for time? Would it be alright? Would it be just fine? Wouldn't it be nice to trade money for time? But I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich in time. And I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich. I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich in time. And I'd rather be rich in time. I'd rather be rich in time. But I'm gonna be rich in good time. 'Cause I do what I love, I'm gonna be just fine.
That's Jack Pine with a new song, Rich in Time, live for Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Jack Pine's our special guest in the studio, following up on a conversation from 2 years ago. At the time, I think, you know, you have the Jack Pine solo career, but you also have the band, right? Jack
Yep.
Pine and the Fire. Now, at this conference, are you playing solo or will you be playing with the band?
At this year's conference, I'm with the band.
Yeah.
I've been solo here the last few years doing private showcases and stuff like that. So I've really been trying to get the official showcase and hoping that I can use it to bring the band and actually showcase the band. Yeah, it's really nice.
And you had the official showcase this time?
Yes, yeah. An official showcase. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the live show when the people come see the band play. What can they expect?
Well, like, I'm a singer-songwriter, so I think of it as a singer-songwriter project at its core. But I have a string band, and so they're sort of like they look like a traditional string band with upright bass and dobro and pedal steel, and I play mandolin and guitar, all acoustic. All acoustic is a rule of the band, with the exception of pedal steel. And drums, which sort of breaks the whole string band thing. So I say that Jack Pine is an anything-goes songwriter, and The Fire is a heavy-handed string band. Yeah.
And they put on a great show, which is certainly something.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. Now, and if people want to learn more about Jack Pine and the Fire, how can they do that?
The website is a great place to go, jackpinefire.com. On all the socials, it's at jackpinefire if you want to search. And you can always send me an email, jack@jackpinefire.com.
Yeah, you see, this is a guy that wants to play. He needs to make a living with his music. So
yeah.
Definitely check out Jack Pine. It's been great to talk to you today. We need to wrap with one more song. And I thought it might be kind of fun to play a Jack Pine and the Fire song, as you'll be showcasing with them at this conference. What are we going to play?
Let's go with Desert Island. It's on that album, Left to Our Own Devices. It follows the themes of being alone, being away from your lover, and being on an island. I wrote it while I was up there alone. I was missing my partner, and I started thinking about the desert island list that everyone at some point
and he was the top of
makes, and thought about all the things I brought with me, and I have this, and I have this, and I have this. But I'm here alone on an island, and I'm lonely. So maybe the one thing that everyone should be putting on their desert island list is like someone to love, some companionship or something. Yeah, so that's what the song is about.
It's always a pleasure
to talk. Doesn't go a lot deeper than that. It's about that, yeah.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. This is Jack Pine and the Fire with Desert Island from their great album, Left to Our Own Devices. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Jack, it's always a pleasure, and I know you're going to kill at your official showcase.
Thanks so much, Jan. It's great to be here.
I brought a box full of matches in a book of spells. Summon your face, and so I burned that book. I brought a crate full of records and the hi-fi set, and then I played it real loud, wishing you would shoot me that look. I brought an axe with a sheath and a sharpening stone. Gotta chop enough wood that it'll warm my heart. I brought a three-room tent that takes a gale force wind, but I'm sleeping outside under the moon and the stars. 'Cause all that I want on my desert island. It's got 100-foot range. Yeah, it's a funny little thing because I'm all alone.
It's a funny little thing because I'm all alone.
I brought a fly fishing kit and a .22 gun. If I can stop enough hearts, will it revive my own? All that I want. King of this castle, this mountain of dirt. What good is a kingdom with no one to share it? Yeah, I've been writing you letters, I've been writing you songs. I hope that one of these bottles makes its way home. It's all that I want. Oh,
You probably think we're done with our Jack Pine interview at Folk Music Ontario, but no, we have another song. Jack actually recorded another song for us while he was with us in our mobile studio. It's coming up right now. Enjoy.
I'm Jack Pine. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm going to play a song from the last album, Left to Our Own Devices. It's called Cabin Fever. It's about going crazy in a cabin. Quite literally.
Down and just keep me in. Thunder makes the hair stand up my skin. Filling buckets from the ceiling with the drip, drip, drip. When I turn up my stereo, the CD skips. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's breaking on in. Myself and a mangy dog sitting real still like a bump on a log. I'm staring at the fire that I struggle to keep. He's staring at the walls cause the mice never sleep. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving wild. It's cabin fever. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever's making me mad. Expressionless face, I'm stomping my boots all over this place with the hot and wild look in the eye. I'm hollering my story with a wail and a cry. Yeah, I'm hollering my story with a wail and a cry. It's cabin fever, it's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild. It's cabin fever. Cabin fever, cabin fever's making me mad. It's cabin fever, it's cabin fever. Cabin fever's driving me wild. It's cabin fever, it's cabin fever. Cabin fever's breaking on in.